This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you. Richard, Mark here. I know you monitor this voicemail. I noticed a dent in your car's rear bumper. I did not hit your car. As God is my witness. And if anyone uses that expression, make sure they're not an atheist.
Make sure. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, economist Mark Schneep, director of California Economic Forecast. He's going to bring us up to date. He was last on in January. He was my first guest, November 15th, 1998, and he'll be my guest on show number 1400. That's today, number 1400. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median prices weekly and year to date. Take a look at in the first segment, going back to 2015, and also taking out Montecito only. And a few weeks ago, if I have time, on June 13th, I went back to 2005, but ran short of time, so we can take a look at that as well. First up is tracking the pending sales. Always told you the number of pending sales at the end of each week. This is for the week ending. Wait, is that right? I have the wrong date. Oh, no, that's today's date. This is for the week ending July 4th. July 4th was Friday, 2025. And we had 68 pendings, 68 listings in escrow. Now, that's a drop from the last 7 weeks. We were in the 70s. We actually hit 81. Still, looking back on the last 63 weeks when I started doing the median price, being in the 60s is good enough. So 68 listings, median price $2,285,000. For 68 pendings, $2,285,000. Yet, the year-to-date median sales price is $2,650,000. It was $2,800,000 for the longest time. And thanks to high-end sales, and thanks to Montecito, which is $6.5 million year-to-date, we hit $6 million, and now it's even gone up to $6.5 million. With 93 sales year to date, and 93 going back to 2015, that's high. That's high. I mean, we had some a little bit higher, 98, 99, 99, but 93 sales for the first 27 weeks of the year is a high number with a high median price. I don't have Hope Ranch in front of me. Did I do Hope Ranch back when I went back to 2005 on July 13th? Looks like I just did Montecito only. But Hope Ranch, there's very few homes overall in Hope Ranch, so that's why I never tracked it. I wish I had going back. I wish I had simply maybe combined Montecito and Hope Ranch only. That would have separated out the higher end. But after 28 years, it's too late. I guess I could do it going forward, but then I have nothing to compare it to. I do it periodically. So, number of sales per week, 17.29 per week. And that's high, certainly the highest in the last 3 years. 2020, it was 17.44 sales per week for the first 27 weeks of the year. So, historically, we're still on the low side for sales. Still on the low side for inventory, but a big jump from 2023 and 2024. 2022 was 19.6 sales per week for the first 27 weeks. Here we are at 17.29. But 2022 ended up at 17.35. So the second 6 months, things came down in 2020. And in looking back on my first 6 months and second 6 months that I have down in front of me for 2022, 2023, 2024, the first 6 months of 2022 519 sales. But the second 6 months, 384 sales. And if I'm correct, I believe that is when the interest rates went from being insanely low to somewhat of a jump, but certainly not historically high. But they were historically and hysterically low prior to and including the first 6 months of 2022. So year-to-date, $2,650,000 median sales price, 15.5% higher than last year's 2.3. Year before that, $2,250,000, and year before that, $2.3 million. And I remember Mark, when he was on, Mark Schneep, economist, who's joining me in the second segment, I remember him saying, talking about how those 3 years, 2022, 2023, 2024, prices were stable, if you will. They were extremely high, a big jump up from 2021, where the median price was below $2 million. Those 3 years were very consistent. Now, I talked to him before the program, and he said it's the high end, as is evidenced by Montecito only, $6.5 million, and Hope Ranch pulling up the median price. But still, as I did this a couple of weeks ago, even without Hope Ranch and Montecito, I think the median price year-to-date a couple of weeks ago was $2.1 million, and last year was $2 million. So I didn't do the math on that, but I guess 10% of $2 million is, I guess, 5%. 5% higher without Montecito and Hope Ranch, including Montecito and Hope Ranch, it's 15.5%. So that justifies, explains what he said about the higher end bringing up the price. So let's see what else. So Montecito only, 93 sales. Again, since 2015, that was pretty high. Median price in 2015 for Montecito, 99 sales. The median price was $3,150,000, and now it's $6.5 million, so doubled. Including everything from Carpinteria to Goleta, 2015, the first 27 weeks of the year, the median price was just under $1,200,000, and now it's $2,650,000. So that doubled as well. If we go back, anything else to say here? Well, I mentioned the inventory, so let's cover that. For the week ending July 4th, 2025, we had 293 listings sitting there, not in escrow. And the median price, $4.2 million. Now, despite what I just said, that the higher-end sales are pushing the year-to-date median price, or maybe not despite, but maybe this explains it, because last year at this time, we had 205 listings on the market. Today, 293. So I didn't do the percentage, but that is, 50% of 200 is 100, so that's a huge jump. And from the prior year, it was 154, 161, 153 going back to 2021. But I started to say the median price for the active listings, not pending, that you could look at, 293 listings, the median price, $4.2 million. Last year at this time was $4.8 million. So that explains that, well, we've had a lot of high-end sales, and they're not currently as many on the market. Because the median price of those active, $4.2 million versus last year, $4.8 million. Year before that was $4 million, then $3.5 million, and $3.5 million back in 2021. And I think I wrote a song, and the prices keep marching along. A listener texted me once and said she doesn't need to look at the clock when she listens to my program, because I very timely, rigid segments. And but I'm intentionally running long on this segment, so my guests can be ready. And Bob's your uncle. Okay, so we did inventory, we did pending, we did year-to-date. Take a look at the stats that I went back to 2005 on June 13th. That's just a couple of weeks ago. Montecito was at that time 6 million, as mentioned. You go back to 2005, the median price for Montecito was $1,260,000. Doesn't that ring a bell? I just said everything. If you look at 2015 through 2018, the median price for everything was just under $2 million, and then $2 million, $2.25 million, $2.5 million, $2 million. I'm sorry. 2015 going forward to 2019, the median price for everything was $1.2 million, and then $1.2 million and change, and then going up to $1,285,000. That's everything, median price. You go back to 2005, Montecito's, let's see, boy, there's a lot of numbers on this page. Montecito only was $2.4 million. So it was still high. 2015, Montecito only was $3,150,000. So back in the day, in 2005, in the heyday when things were on fire, Montecito only was $2.4 million. And then in 2006, it went up to almost $2.6 million. And then in 2007, it went up to $2.9 million. And then in 2008, it jumped to $3.6 million. So it took a while for Montecito and everything to come back from those heydays. And I remember after that, we had the doldrum years, 2010, 11, and 12. And for some reason, I don't have Montecito only in those years on the median price. But we went, you know, from Carpinteria to Goleta, the whole South Coast. In 2005, we were at $1,260,000 range. And, you know, of course, those years, it was around $1,200,000. And the years I just mentioned, with 2022, 2023, 2024, it was like $2.2 million. So it just, you know, just went up $1 million from the height of the 2005, 6, 7, and part of 2008 range. That just added $1 million to the median price. And then we went into the 800,000s, even 795 in 2012 in the first 27 weeks. And then in 2013, it jumped up to 925,000. And then in 2014, it went back up to over $1,150,000, $1,250,000. So it took 2016 and 2017 to come back to the median price of $1,250,000 to achieve what we were doing in 2005, 6, 7, and the first part of 2008, to be in that $1,250,000 range. We had to wait until 2016. So 8 years. So that's something. Wonder if that's our guest calling. So that's a good perspective to see how long it took to rebound. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with economist Mark Schneep.